Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
657 AM, let's listen to Godfrey. Godfrey, what do you say?
Evening, Baruti Baka. Evening, Maruti.
Thank you, sir.
Makam, Apostle Mfene, Apostle Pumla. Limurutimo studio. This is Ntate Thibela from Daveyton. What a wonderful topic. I'm just reminded of the word of God in the book of Leviticus. Hopefully ke tsa borosa tsa ba re khoti le bana ba modimo. Ke itse fetse joina no. Go tla go bolala ka perfection. Ke bile re halalela, we have to be perfect for he is holy. In fact, as much as we call ourselves Christ like, it only makes sense for us to be as he is. One thing that rises in my mind is that perfection, when we stand and be in the power, in the position of perfection, it only serves us well. Against evil, some of us think whatever happened and whatever comes our way, for the mere fact that we are fighting, you know, there is nothing we can do more unlike being, you know, in the position of God, because grace follows us. As I will say, the apostle of Enohore, we are covered by grace. But in Twitter, we have to strive and search and seek him for him all the time, in every way, in our steps, our lifestyle, for that's what makes us perfect. And then we run up to him for greatness, whatever it is that comes our way. It's not a fumana moral, and we're not living God of fasting, the less 19 to that thing, the things on about. We push and follow his steps. I'm just being blessed by today's service. God bless you all. My name is much love. Amen.
Amen. Godfrey Thibela Mokoni, thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Let me read this one. It's a WhatsApp also. It says, greetings, family, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Perfection is found in Christ, not apart from him. On our own, we can never be perfect. When we read Colossians 2 verses 10, and God has made you complete in Christ, Christ is in charge of every ruler and authority. We are made perfect positionally before God because of Jesus, even as we are being perfected practically in our daily lives. Perfection in Christ is not about being sinless or flawless on earth. It's about being complete, mature, and holy through your union with Christ, clothed in his righteousness, growing daily in his likeness, and standing blameless before God through grace. Thank you. My name is Ntombi Kubega. God bless. Ntombi, we really appreciate. May the Father do you good in a mighty, mighty way.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, here's another one from Bongim Rapid. It says, blessed morning, Radio Pulpit family, the host and the guests, thank you for teaching. We are encouraged to stop beating ourselves with our past and acknowledge that the Father has made us perfect. Ours is to keep striving for perfection. May the Lord keep increasing you in knowledge and wisdom. Bongim Rapedi, may the Father be glorified at all times.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, let me come to you, Muriti Makamu. Okay, send us WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can talk to us also there. Now, Muriti Makamu, lava kutisa lewani. If you can look into that, you know why I'm bringing this, because you spoke about it when you opened up in your response. It says Ephesians 4:13, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Yahuwah, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. It is Him who is working that. So perfection is the work of the Father in us, so that we come to the fullest measure of the stature of the Messiah. What say you, Muriti Makamu?
Yeah, Mfundisi wami, njengoba ngishilo nje, the perfection awuzenzeli. Akusibuka laphana kuba Roma chapter 4, I mean chapter 5, verse 9. Kona igama lapho mfuna ukuthi sile underline. Verse 9 lapho ku chapter 5 Romans. Yithi, and since we have been made right, underline the word made right.
Yeah.
And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Yahuwah, Satan says us from God's condemnation.
Mm.
Yeah, it commands a cool made right. Not doing right. Because if we reach perfection by our own doing, then we have something to boast about. Yeah, mina kwakufanele uNkulunkulu futhi angimamele ngoba ngiyenza kahle. Kwakufanele uNkulunkulu ayenze so ngoba mina njengoba ehlala sibhosta nasemasontweni ukuthi mamela mina ngoba ngumagama ngubusuphi. Whatever they see, I'm a title now, so short. We are made right. Ngoba, ngokwethu, awukwazi ukuzenza wena, ube perfect wena, ngokwakho ukwazi. Imicabango yakho, i-action yakho, iyo, whatever le wena uyiyo. Kungakho, even in our prayers, mfundisi wami. The Bible says, even in our prayers, He is the one praying on our behalf. Romans chapter 8. He is the one praying on our behalf. Understand. He knows the mind of the Father. You understand? He knows the mind of the Father. So, whatever, nalapho sihamba sitshela khona abantu ukuthi wafika la egula ngasoke ngamthandazela waphola, akusiyini ubaba yena uqobo lwakhe ayenze izinto through mina, and iglory ayizi kimi, yiza kuye ngoba yena uye ayenze through mina. Kungakho yena uYahusha HaMashiach uma ayenze izinto uthi whatever that I'm doing, I'm not the one doing it, but it's the Father doing it through me. So if we can have that mind, then Apostle Paul have that attitude, then we'll understand even the perfection yet. I seek a perfect ngoba siyenzakahle, but we are perfected by Him. Yena is His doing kithi. Yena. Uma sihlala kuye, uma siphila kuye, sifunda izwi lakhe, simfuna day and night, ngoba according to His word, uma ungifuna, uyakungithola, uma ungifunisisa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke, uyakungithola. Then uma sesimtholile ke, yena aqala adila nenhliziyo yethu. There is a verse laphana kuEzekiel. I believe it's chapter 36, so many apostles. It yena ukhiphe inhliziyo yethe abeke inhliziyo yomoya.
Yeah.
Yena. Neti mina, mina ngokwami mina angikwazi kuyisusa inhliziyo yethe. Kodwa yena uyokwazi ukuyisusa inhliziyo yethe. We have to remember into yenzeke ku Daniel chapter 4. UNebuchadnezzar ebosta abusa 137 countries. The Bible says ukuthi na one day uNkulunkulu wamtshintsha inhliziyo wahlala nehlwane.
Hey.
Yena. Nothi mina, notu makamu kwenza kwabantu. Yena uNkulunkulu wachitsha inhliziyo wamhlalisa nehlwane, aphuma uboya. Adla utani angazi ukuthi isitomaki sakhe sasinjani. Angazi.
Hey, madam.
But at this time, ngokuthi ukwenza kwakhe, he allowed ukuthi isitomaki sakhe sireceive utani for 7 seasons. Then ngesikhathi sakhe futhi, he allowed him to go back ukuthi ayohlala ekutroni yakhe. Isitomaki sakhe sesidlile hayi namasi lawa la. Isitomaki sakhe ngoba yena is able to do things thina angeke sikwazi ukwenza. So i-perfection yethu umfundisi wami ayizi ngokwenza kwethu, yiza uma seyena ayenzile. Uma ufika kuye, then we become perfect. That is the reason. Even when we preach, we don't tell umuntu ukuthi yakotsala. No. Hoza njengoba unjalo. Hoza njengoba unjalo yena. Uma ufika kuye imithwalo, imigebengu, nakho konke lokula kuyasuka ngoba umuntu akasuswa ngokutshelwa kodwa ususwa ngezwi. Nothi izwi lakamakama kodwa elakhe.
Thank you so much. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are talking about perfection, what this is all about, some of the misconceptions that have been there with regards to perfection. You know, many had thought it is by their own efforts, it's by their own affiliations to particular churches. And still it hasn't worked out. Others have tried to keep principles and stuff, and it hasn't worked out. Others have tried lifestyles. Others have tried to eat certain foods. Others have tried, and they call it the Danielic lifestyle of praying 3 times a day. It has not worked out, you know. Others have held on for a while, and when they thought they were standing, they had already fallen. You know, then the devil is mocking the aspect of our misconception of what perfection is all about. And we have to get back to the word and really look as to the perfection. And the Father is telling us that it is Him who is doing it in us. It's Him who is creating it in us, not us doing it on our own. That is why we find ourselves living under too much condemnation. And many people give up along the way because they say, maybe this thing is not cut out for me. And they agree with the devil that, oh, no, this is not cut out for me. You will a foot, you pay me a foot. Yeah, but and so it becomes a big problem, massively so. It becomes a big problem. Now, check this one. I'm going back to Deuteronomy, Apostle 32, verse 4. It says, He is the rock. His work is perfect. It means perfection is the work of the Father in us. And the aspect of Him being the rock, He is the foundation of the perfection that is supposed to be in our lives, not our own perfection. Because when we make our own perfection, then the rock, which is the foundation, is not there. It's like building castles on sand. It says, for all His ways are justice, a Yahuwah, Elohim of truth, and without injustice, righteous and upright is He. He founds and is the foundation of His work in our lives, of His justice, of His uprightness, of his truth in our lives. That is his work, not ours. What say you, Apostle?
You know, William Chung, as much as it's a healer, it's such a sad reality. For some people, Vazamazama Motatan are a city, but little happy, then Pemile Footy, then Puzile Footy, you know, and simply because we ignore the fact that you also touched on the fact that most Christians are not available for Mujim is our rock, and that's he gives an advantage. You know, when God is a rock, he's enabling you. It's more like an invitation on me. And there's no way when you can stand on him that you will fall short. You know, we really, really set ourselves for a great fall simply because we want to do this. We want to do this. You also touched on the fact that there are people who even tried ways, but they failed dismally. So when we try to do this thing at perfection outside Christ, we can't attain perfection. We will definitely be setting ourselves for a serious fall over and over again until we get it right. When you read the Word of God, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 to 29. Christ in me. He is the hope of glory, whom we proclaim, admonishing every man and teaching every man in, number one, all wisdom, that we may present every man in Christ, whereunto I labor, also striving according to his work, which he worketh mightily in me. So we need to really, really understand that we cannot attain perfection outside of Christ.
He has
to be a big part of us attaining perfection. You know, I've noticed in most cases when you try to present the gospel to somebody who's a sinner, you present it for the first time, some people would say, I know, Mina, Zomgalu Jesu, one thing, let me first deal with it, or let me first deal with this issue, whatever issue that a person is struggling with, you know, that has a lot to do with sinful nature. So first, but bafuna ukuthi hayi ithing is sort out iqala ngoba angifuna ukuthi ngize kujengiso bese abona ngiba ne problem. So and that's what we do also when we are in Christ. We don't realize ukuthi we cannot pursue irrighteousness, holiness, you know, perfection. We can't pursue that outside of Christ. We can only be made perfect and holy when we understand that it can only be done in him and through him. Or in him I live, in him I move, in him I have my entire being. So once, as I say to you, Murute, and to all our listeners, once we remove Christ out of the occasion, then we want to do this thing by ourselves, we will definitely be shooting ourselves on the foot. You will be like one of those people every Sunday, Hemoruta Vita Alta Kolo, you will be coming all the Otapoloso every time who will do Alta Kolo. Because you don't understand ukuthi lento le angeke ukhone ngamandla wakho. Ifuna nje amandla kaThixo, amandla wesiphambano. Once we get it right, that we don't have to achieve it outside Christ. It is only in him that we can achieve the perfection. Then the journey will even be lighter. The journey will even be easier. And we will stop condemning ourselves. Because when you use your own strength, remember the world is also persuading people to be achievers again, and not only achievers, high achievers.
Yeah.
So that kind of world and that kind of worldview, it's saying to people, use your own strength, use your own efforts, use your own ability. It's worse with New Age movement when they would say, look within, you can do it. Now we don't look within.
Yes.
We don't look at us. We look at Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Oh, yes.
The one who says, the work that I began in you, the good work that I began in all of you, I will bring it to completion. I will accomplish it. You just avail yourself. You surrender your mindset. You surrender your weaknesses unto him. Or surrender the flops. Somehow. And being open and transparent is also very critical.
Yes.
And it's very important for us to be able to attain and achieve perfection.
I hear you quite well. I hear you quite well. Surrender your flops. You surrender that to him, and may he work his perfection in our lives. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. What is perfection even all about?
It's just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. It says, good evening, dear brothers and sister in Christ. I'm so blessed by your program tonight on perfection in Christ, and I would love to learn much, much more about this topic and anything that you'll be discussing in future. It's so enriching. I have such a hunger for the Lord. Thank you so, so, so much. Again, may our living and blessed Father continue to use you mightily in Jesus' name. It says, oh, I'm Lenny van Eden. Lenny, thank you so much. We really appreciate and love you. Thank you.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. And let's hear what you say. You know, then this song starts to mean something. Let's play a bit of it. Let's play a bit of this song. It starts to mean something. It starts to mean something. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Sawubona Dumela. All right, we seem to have lost that one. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Listen a bit to this.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
All right, let's take a call. Let's take a call. Hello, sir. Welcome.
Hello, 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 hello.
Leka in that.
Reading.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
All right, Daddy. You can't really get up. Hey, Daddy. You know, once you are talking about protection, we are talking about the ability to do well and being free from any wrongdoing. So Jesus Christ is the only one who is perfect and no one else. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life, as he has told us. No one will recommend himself as perfect rather than him. Jesus Christ is only one. That is the main point. And undeniable. He's the only one perfect.
Yeah.
No one else.
Yeah.
No sins at all. Very nothing. And no one can perform any miracles or can compete with him. One can do well better than him.
Sure. ntatwaka ku utlwile ntate modimo o etse hantle hle Ndati. All right, it looks like we've lost him there. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear you a bit. And of course, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Just for a minute, listen to this.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Spirit of praise there. Lomusongaga. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. The perfection of the Father. You know, I play that song because it appeals to us to humble ourselves at all times. And it happens much of the times that we become those kinds of people who praise ourselves because we think we are the ones who has earned it. But it is the work of the Father. May He be glorified.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Mfundisi wamina.
Asibingelele pastor. Asibingelele pastor. Asibingelele nakubalalele bonke be radio pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba letithokotisayo. Manje ke mfundisi, iyevakala kahle indzaba, imnandi indzaba. Kodwa lapha encwadini kaMateyu lapha isahluku sesihlanu. Sifundise imali emashumela amane. Nesishiya galumbile shinge Mateyu 5 verse 48. Manje ke uthi ibane ngalaba phelele njengoyise sesizulwini yaphelele kahle kahle kunendaba yokungapheleliswa kwethu sizwe sikaNkuluNkulu kungapheleliswanga noma kungaphelelanga nasezifundweni lezala zemathe sibona abantu umfundisi bangaphelelanga bangafundanga baphelela manje bofuna imisebenzi le yalabo isebenza ngalabo baphelele umfundisi labo abaqedile izifundo zabaphelele umfundisi uthola umuntu esebenza lo msebenzi walabantu abaphelele umfundisi aphinda dize lapha kulaba abamphethe umfundisi bathi lo muntu lo simcashe la engaphelelanga enganamaphepha laphelele uyabona mfundisi manje into le ininganyana kakhulu le mfundisi eshashathi nabazalwane thina bazalwane uNkulunkulu uzifuna sibe ngabantu abaphelele sipheleliswa kanjani umfundisi ngokuthethelela izono umfundisi ngokuba ngabantwana bakho uNkulunkulu umfundisi ngokuthanda abanye abantu umfundisi ngokuzithoba umfundisi ngokulunga umfundisi kanimambo pastor
kanimambo mfundisi amina Hey, Matot, send us a WhatsApp,
0826572729. No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Let's listen to this, Mr. Ita.
Hello, Pastor Ray.
Hello, sir.
Hey,
to me.
Back.
Hey, welcome back.
It's been
back.
A long time.
Yeah, we miss you.
God bless you. I've been missing you quite a lot.
Ish.
And I love you all.
Love you all, man. We love you too.
I've been around, but you know, going JNG here and there. A good one. Thank you to Jesus. We'll talk about it some other time.
Wow.
Thank you, Pastor Ray. The topic today, the perfection of God. Pastor Ray, this is what God laid in my heart now. That, you know, actually as Christians, when we get born again, we are getting into a journey. And this journey has a goal. And this goal is the image of Christ.
Yeah.
So that is the reason behind every activity we do, is to so that we can conform into the image of Christ. As already alluded, it is a perfect image. So, having said that, which means we are given the righteousness of Christ imputed, but now we need to work it out. To work it out is to live it out.
Yeah.
From a already imputed righteousness in us. And this righteousness, you know, it's like the right standing with Christ, with God. So that is Christ.
Yeah.
To be in the right standing with God, to be in the same line, to be a God kind. It's basically to be a Christ. And now from our side, it is a requirement to live righteously. The Bible says the bride of Christ is given the garment, the white garment, which is actually the works of righteousness.
Yeah.
Now the works of righteousness are not really grievous. They are a fruit of what you already are, as already said. So what I wanted to highlight the most is a goal. Now the goal talks about you avoiding the world, loving the world, and producing the good fruits. And the good fruits would be to be kind to those who are homeless, to those who are vulnerable, basically. And to love the unlovable, to demonstrate the unconditional love of God. And I know for sure the easiest thing to do in life is to love. It takes effort to hate.
Yes.
So, and with the empowerment of Christ, it comes natural. So, by image as a goal, basically it's saying make sure that in your choices, everyday choices, from your spirit, soul, and body are directed into being like Christ. And then that way, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Meaning that focus on your steps. The Bible says, the word of the Lord is the light to my path and the lamp to my feet. And also the Bible says, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Allow that leading of the Holy Spirit. That is perfection. Because the word perfection also means something complete. And we all going towards perfection. Just focus on the image of Christ as it becomes perfect. Thank you so much, Pastor Ray. I love you so much, everybody. Thank you to Pastor Makam and to Apostle Pumla.
Thank you.
And to all brethren in Red of Pulpit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We really, really, really appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. What is perfection? What does the word say with regards to that? Let's hear you.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Right. Now, when we look into this very aspect, and let me bring this to you also. Apostle, sorry. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 15, it says, therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, the Father will reveal even this to you. Let us therefore take the attitude that it should be the Father who reveals his perfections to us, and it should be him who works his perfections to us, and that it should not be our own pride with regards to what perfection is and what state of perfection we have come to. We need to humble ourselves. Otherwise, we will fail, in what the Father is working in us, is offering us. We will fail in accepting it if we continue to be pompous and claim victories and take the glory upon ourselves. Apostle?
Yeah. We need to humble ourselves, and also ourselves means also submitting ourselves completely to Him. Why do you? With that head, going all out, going all the way, not half measures, and understanding what, we can only be perfect in Him and through Him. So let's allow Him to help us and bring us to a place where we are whole, where we are complete, and where we are also healthy and we are matured. We can only be matured and be complete in Christ. So arudumeleng mudimu hore ibe yena. Aphilang bophelo ka rona kape a etsa gore re khone and re submit ko yena complete. And when you submit completely ko ho yena, it means you allow Him to guide you. And as you allow God to guide you, then you are able to conform into His likeness. We are able to conform into His image. So, but it starts by you humbling yourself, as you correctly put it, submitting yourself, allowing Christ to live the life, your perfection, in you and through you. And also when you read in the book of Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be perfect. So in essence, we need to really understand that God sees us. Midumu Warborn, one of the names of God is Jehovah El Roy, the God that sees. So the God who sees is able to complete you. The God that sees is able to perfect you. Just come and bring all. He will mature you, He will complete you, and He will perfect you for His glory and for His name's sake.
Mm. Sure, I hear you. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And it is Him who will work in our weaknesses. You remind me exactly of that, which he said to Paul, exactly as you say, for my glory is shown in your weaknesses. You know, the glory of the Father is visible in our weaknesses, and this is something we should take into consideration. We are not sanctioning that, therefore go and sin. No, the word says, shall we continue to sin? Of course not. We shall not. You know, how can we, those who have been redeemed and say we are of the Father, continue to sin? We cannot do that. Now, Muriti Makam, let me bring this to you. In Colossians 1:28, Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Yahusha HaMashiach. It is Him who should be preached, not the three P's of happiness and the three numbers of manliness, the four pillars of joy. It should be Christ that is preached, and if Christ is preached, He will draw men unto Himself. If He is lifted up, He will draw men unto Himself. And drawing men unto Himself, it means He will draw men unto His own perfection also, into His nature, into His being. This is something we must take into cognizance. Mfundisi Makam?
Yeah, Mfundisi,
Yes.
That is why I work and I struggle so hard, depending on Christ, Christ's might power that works within me. So, kukunik dependence, not your own power. Not your own power. Kunik dependence, you call now upon Him. And Koralapuku chapter 1, Lapus Koralap.
Yeah.
Verse 21 and 22. This includes you who were once far away from God.
Mm.
You were his enemy, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions.
Yeah.
22. Yet now, he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he brought you into his own presence, and you are holy.
Mm.
The holiness here too is when we are in his own presence.
Yeah.
And blameless, as you stand before him without a single fault.
Mm.
When we were brought to him, then we were called holy and blameless without fault. Uma sesikuye.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chapter 2, verse 13.
Mm.
You were dead because of your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away.
Mm.
Then God made you, underline the word, made you.
Yeah.
I was in anger when you did not make yourself.
I went in anger, I sent all the way. I went in anger, pastor wako, nebandla lako, nompostol.
Lale pura pura, neba utanona. He made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He cancelled the record of the charges against us, and took it away by nailing it in the cross. In this way, he disarmed. So, for this one, why, for this, we continue? Sihlala kwemikhuba, sihlala sishumayezwa imikhuba. Yokuthi na amanzi wakwazi ukuthina umuntu igazi.
Makam is cutting and. I knew he would cut. That's how this is these days. I'm trying to get him back. Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729.
No frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. And okay, Bab Makam, let me give you 30 seconds. Qetelela. Sorry, it cut in.
Yes. So why we continue to there is somebody who made us right with himself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Bongi Tubang, bingelele kwemfundisi uRing, bingelele nezambeli zakho ke lapha e-studio nabalaleli bonke be-radio pulpiti. Nginibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha. Isihloko esithi what is perfection? Kuyini ukupheleliswa? Hebrew 2 word for perfection are tamam. And kalal, Greek word is telestem.
Mm.
Oxford Dictionary perfection is making perfect or being perfect, faultlessness, perfect person, completely. Perfect means complete and without all, with all necessary qualities.
Mm.
Biblical meaning, it is a state of completeness, maturity, and moral integrity, particularly in relationship to God's nature and the standard to which believers are called. Ukupheleliswa ngumuntu noma yinto engenakho ukusolwa okungenabala okungenachashazi umuntu omsulwa. Perfection is at least three different contexts. 1. Divine perfection. God alone is set apart in holiness. Exodus chapter 15 verse 11 says, who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? We can read Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. God is perfect in his nature, works, and character. God's laws are perfect. Psalm 19, verse 7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. We can read James chapter 1, verse 25. His knowledge is perfect. Job chapter 37, verse 16 says, do you not know how the clouds are balanced? Those wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge. His works are perfect. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright he is. His will is perfect. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This perfection is a foundation upon which us as Christians are called to build our lives. Two, perfection in human life. The Word of God calls believers to strive for a state of moral perfection. This is not about achieving sinless perfection on this earth, but rather about growing in spiritual maturity and becoming more Christ-like. James chapter 1 verse 4 says, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Perfection is seen in total denial of self-will and complete obedience to God. Perfection is a journey, not a destination. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 says, now that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. The followers of Jesus, perfection would only be realized in the life to come. Read verse 13 to 21 in the same chapter of Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Three, the role of Jesus. As God incarnate, Jesus was already morally perfect. He is the embodiment of God's righteousness. Jesus was made perfect through his suffering. We can read Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. On the cross, Christ was able to accomplish the work of redemption and became the perfect, complete, effective savior of his people. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9 says, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. We can also read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 to 14. Through faith in Christ, believers are clothed with his righteousness and are considered perfect in God's sight. Christians find freedom from the pressure of striving for self-righteousness and instead focus on growing in our relationship with God. As Christ followers, we are encouraged to actively pursue spiritual growth and maturity. We can read Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 16. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. Nolwandle Hlatshwayo, look, time has really gone, but let me try this.
Greetings, Mfundisi wami. Greetings, Vukama. Lo Untombenhle Hlatshwayo. Yeah, under the topic of perfection with Christ, what I can say is that perfection of Christ, it is based on, firstly, when you want to live a perfection with Christ, you must accept the Holy Spirit, firstly, because remember Jesus in John 14, verse 16, he said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans, but I'm going to ask my Father to give you the Spirit of truth. And we must live like Christ. We must rebuke the spirit of living in the world of Christ. We must see ourselves. When Jesus Christ lived this world, he said, my command to you is to love one another, have a life. We must submit ourselves to God. We must separate ourselves. We must be sensitive to the voice of God. And we must sacrifice, because as we want to be Christian, but the problem, we don't want sacrifice. Must rely on it. Whatever that is doing, it is by his sovereign, and we must trust him. Amen. Thank you, Bokamu. Thank you, Mfundisi wami. Kulunkulu athele umusa. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Nolwandle, I did not play it quite well because time has gone. We are upon the hour, 8 o'clock. Even our guests won't make the final remarks. They will just say goodbye. And I want to thank them. Apostle, next week we are talking about spiritual mindsets. Apostle Phumla Mfene, thank you so much, and grace and peace to you.
Shalom, Muruti to and to Ntatomak Muruti Mokam and to all our listeners. We meet again, same time, same place. God bless you. Shalom.
Shalom. Fundis Makamu, grace and peace to you.
Nkomo Mkapashim Katekisum Fundis Wamingim Raza Nkwen, Nkomo Pastor Amin.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. And of course, thank you for the WhatsApps, the calls. Thank you so much also for the voice notes. Thank you for listening. Thank you also for praying for us. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's no one like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah, our Elohim. And by his Son, he continues to show us his salvation. And we thank him for his Holy Spirit at all times, who leads us into all truth. From me, Ray, it has been great. What an honor. It has been wonderful. Tuda Rabah.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.